Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A lady come to me crying one time. She said, I don't understand. Aunt so-and-so, she called her name, was such a wonderful woman. And she didn't get healed. Talking about her aunt. And she said, why didn't she get healed? I said, I don't know. Well, she said, well, it must not have been the will of God. I said, oh, no. No, no, we can't change the Bible. And see, that's what preachers have tried to do in their mind to assuage people's grief and try to give them an answer. But not you nor me nor any man has a right to change this book. Well, it must not have been the will of God. If it was the will of God, it would have turned out different. Millions are dying and going to hell. You going to tell me that's the will of God? Well, if it was the will of God for them to be saved, then they wouldn't have been lost, right? No. Said out loud, I don't find the will of God by my experiences or lack of experience or what has happened to anybody else or didn't happen to them. I find the will of God in the Word of God, and it never changes. I'll always believe it no matter what I see or don't see. Now, when you get set like this, things don't move you. And you know what you're believing, and you will get results. I said you will get results, because His Word cannot fail. Hallelujah. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, and I know some of you the same, when God raised him up off that bed at age 16, paralyzed condition, deformed heart, incurable blood disease, he went to school, he was skin and bones, could barely make it, even after he was healed, even weeks and weeks after he's healed. He could barely walk, barely get from class to class. And so he said the principal called him in one time because the teachers were afraid that he looked so bad. They called him a walking skeleton. They thought he's going to fall out of the desk dead in their classroom, and they didn't want that to happen. And they wanted the principal to do something about this. He called him in. And he said, son, we admire you. And everybody says, what amazing willpower that you have. You just up by sheer willpower. He looked at the principal and said, no, sir. I'm not going on willpower. I'm standing on the Word of God. And this Word cannot fail. Because it cannot fail, I'm not going down. It's not going down, and I'm not going down. Glory to God. And he made it through that week, and he made it through the next month, and he finished school, and 60 plus years of ministry. Glory to God. Same thing will work for you. Same thing will work for me. Can you say amen? But you can't let the enemy or any man or woman or any experience talk you out of this Word. This is it. This is what our life is built on. Can you say amen? What did Jesus tell him?
I will
be healed, be clean. What's he telling you?
I will.
What's he telling every man or woman that's ever lived?
I will.
We're answering the question, is it God's will for all to be healed? How would you find it? Ask this other question. Is it God's will for all to be saved? Is it? Are all saved?
No.
It's still His will.
Yeah.
You don't find His will by who got saved or who didn't get saved. He's not willing that any should perish.
Right.
It is His will that all would come to the knowledge of Him.
Right.
No, we find His will about salvation in the book. We find His will about healing in the book. Say it out loud. It is His will,
for me to be healed.
Now.
It is His will.
For all to be healed.
Now.
Amen.
Now
that's not our focus, but it's also His will for you to be rich.
Yes.
Same Bible. Same Bible that said he took your iniquities. Right? He bore the chastisement of your peace. He bore your sins. Why? So you could be righteous. He took your infirmities. He bore your sicknesses. He carried your pains. Why? So you could be healed. Same Bible said he became poor. So you could be rich. Am I quoting New Testament scripture? He became poor so you could be rich. I'm saying, well, I sure don't feel rich. Well, you hadn't always felt healed either. You hadn't always felt saved either. Hadn't always felt righteous and forgiven either. Now have you? We walk by faith. And this is right no matter what you feel or John Brown feels or Susie Q feels. No matter what they saw or didn't see. This is right. It's God's will for you to be saved, clean, righteous, holy. It's God's will for you to be healed and strong and live long. It's God's will for you to be rich. Yes, I said rich. R-I-C-H. Rich. 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 I'm quoting scripture. Rich. 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 It's not a cuss word. It's a Bible word. Get used to it. Get used to the idea of you being rich. It would be absolutely revolutionary for people in this service tonight if you just get up in the morning and do it every day for a number of days, at least 30 days. Get up, look in the mirror and go, rich. You a rich man. Or a rich woman, whatever you are. Don't be confused about that either. Rich, rich man. I'm rich. And just go around once in a while. You, now, you don't have to tell other people and explain it to them, but just every once in a while go, I'm rich. I'm rich. See, you got to get used to that idea. Get your spirit open up to it. Rich. Rich is not a dollar amount. Rich is what we say every time in the offering. Always. Having all sufficiency. In all things. And abounding to every good. I mean, you got plenty for everything in every area and putting all kind of money into the kingdom of God, right? No lack. Not coming short on anything. Rich. Rich. Might hit right. Look over your neighbor and shake hands. Go, hi, I'm rich. Hi, I'm rich. I'm rich. Glad to meet you, Rich. I'm rich too. In fact, this is that rich church. Rich. Rich. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Go to Mark, please. The 16th chapter. Can you take another reason tonight? Why we are sure? Why we know and are sure that it's God's will for all of us to be healed today? We have been giving you, in the process of giving you, 30 reasons from the Bible. Not opinion and theory. From the Bible, 30. 30. Why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed. Now, if you run across somebody that says, oh no, it's not always God's will, then get them to give you 30 biblical reasons, reasons from the Bible, why they are sure it's not always God's will to heal. Really? People, you know, when they want to accuse us of being in error, well, you know, where's your scripture? So, we're in the process. And our last reason, what was it, about number 17? We talked about, what was it? What was the last one? The ministry of Jesus. And we saw that he is the direct revelation of the unchanging will of God for all people for all time. We saw that he, everything he said and everything he did, you're seeing God. In fact, didn't he say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Does the Father change? No, he does not. So everything Jesus did and said was and is revelation of God's will. Hmm? Did he minister healing? All the time. We just looked, we didn't look at all of them, but we saw place after place after place after place after place. He healed them, every one. He healed them all. They were all healed. Everyone that touched was healed. All. Every. Any. Every all. Every. What idea might you get after a while?
All.
Now, if it's just God's will to heal a few, to prove a point, or to do a particular thing, why don't we see that? Why don't we see that? Why don't we see him telling people, no, I'm sorry. Now, I healed them to demonstrate something. But it's not always my will to heal. It would have sure explained everything for us, wouldn't it? Everybody would have been clear on it. But when he just goes and heals everybody, service after service, how are we going to understand and believe that it might not be his will to heal us? We could get the wrong idea. When you just keep reading, all were healed. Everybody was healed. Everybody was healed. You might get to thinking, well, hey, it's just God's will to heal everybody. Right? And that is what we're thinking. In fact, we're sure of it. We're convinced. And let's go on. You'll see Jesus ministering healing to people. Acts 10 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Bible says everybody that Jesus healed was satanically oppressed. We're not given one example of something that God put on them. And I mean thousands upon thousands were healed in Jesus' ministry. Weren't they? And there wasn't even one that we hear about that God was teaching something and was working something out in their life. Not one that it wasn't time for them to be healed, that God was teaching and working something out and it just wasn't time yet. Not even one. Not one.
Not one.
He healed them all. And you will see there were two main ways he ministered healing to them. The spoken word and the touch of the hand. Or I should say touch. The spoken word and by touch. Oftentimes he touched them. And many times they touched him. But with the same result. Healing. Somebody say spoken word.
Spoken word.
And by the touch.
By the touch.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Laying On of Hands, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002N. That's R2002N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.